You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Next week, the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, through an initiative, We Choose All of Us, is collaborating with Artisans for Hope and the Idaho Arts Commission to feature the stories of girls and women who have been resettled through the refugee process for an evening of storytelling, art, and community. Writer and Idaho Commission on the Arts teaching artist Malia Collins worked with the women and the girls to tell their stories, and she is joining me live in studio to talk more about the upcoming event, which is titled Narrative Thread, Stories of Transformation. Malia, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
So first off, just talk to me about how this collaboration came to be.
So this is actually the third iteration of the Story Quilt Project, and it started back in 2012 when Artisans for Hope was down near the Flying M with the first folklorist at the Idaho Commission on the Arts, whose name was Maria Carmen. Mm-hmm. And she loved the idea of having these women tell their stories, but she wanted a visual component. And so how it worked was, I go in and I sit down with these women and they tell their story of what they left behind and what they found. And after they tell their story, we choose an image of the story and turn that image into a quilt. Mm. And the first iteration of it was lovely and surprising. And we did a second iteration in 2014, 2015 that traveled around the state of Idaho, and this last iteration just finished in March. And so they brought me in as the writer, and I also do some work at the coalition with their project, We Choose All of Us, as a writer and someone who thinks about ways to shift culture and mm-hmm. the importance of storytelling as a way to build community and connection. And so that's how I came in, and I got those two groups together, three groups actually, the Arts Commission and Artisans for Hope, and We Choose All of Us, and this incredible event is happening.
And for people who aren't aware of We Choose All of Us, this is an organization that basically came together in 2016 of citizens who really said, we need to be changing the culture, basically, and this needs to be acceptance for all. I know that's a very narrow way of saying it, but basically that's the concept behind this.
It is. And We Choose All of Us was started as a way to say, how can we show up differently in the world in a way that values connection and that celebrates our alikeness and to be compassionate? And it's been going on since 2016. And what I think is so amazing about this event is we talk so much about community and connection. And what I think is going to be highlighted on Tuesday is the chance for the community to gather in the Linen Building, which is such a great community space, and to have the chance for these women to tell their stories and to speak their truths, mm-hmm. and for us to understand that we're connected to each other through storytelling, through the way that we want to live, through the things that we do in our lives, the way we show up in community, the way we teach our children. And they get to be invited to this event to listen to and support these resettled girls and women who will be telling their stories about what they left behind and what they've found here. And it's a night of storytelling, but also such an incredible show of resilience.
So you've worked with these women and girls. I mean, this was kind of the task given to you, was to help them be able to tell the story instead of someone else telling their story for them.
Mm-hmm.
So first off, talk to me about what it's been like to work with them, but to hear their story.
Oh, my gosh. To bear witness, I think, has been incredible and beautiful and devastating and hopeful. And this is the third. So I've been the writer on each of the iterations of the Story Quilt Project, and I feel such gratitude for these women. And it's such a low-tech way to do this. We sit together at a table, just like we're sitting here mm-hmm. right now, and I have my notebook. And I always start with, tell me something that you remember, a smell that you remember, or a sound that you remember, or a taste, or something of the color of the sky in the place where you're from. And that's enough to start. Mm. And I feel like when they get grounded in an image of a particular moment, that takes them back and they tell their story, and it leads up until now. And some of the stories are difficult to hear. Mm. And I feel like they know me. They know I'm a storyteller and a writer as well. And so we've connected over sharing these stories. And I remember it was the second story quilt project, and I was talking with a woman, and we were the same age. We had two kids. They went to the same school. Our husbands had similar careers. Mm. And she was from Afghanistan, and I'm from Hawaii, and now I live in Idaho. And it was just a reminder of what the possibilities of what if, of knowing somebody else's story and realizing how we're so much more similar than we think mm-hmm. we are. And I think that's so important right now.
And then the idea, too, of hearing it in their own voice, because you could sit and tell their story because you've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
It is not the same.
Oh, not at all. And I always tell them, I say, I'm the pencil, and you tell me your story, and I sit here and I'll ask questions, and I'll ask you to elaborate, but the story that you're telling is the story that you have experienced and that you've gone mm-hmm. through. And one of the most amazing stories, one of the women in the first round of the story quilts, her name's Veronique, and she's actually reading on Tuesday. She's fantastic. And she and I met, and she had just gotten to Boise 3 weeks earlier. And she told me she's from Congo, and she was telling me her story. Mm-hmm. And when she got to her Boise story, she looked at me and she said, Boise, I'm here. You just have to keep on living. And that was it. And 7 years later, Veronique is in this third iteration of the story quilt. And about halfway through the project, it's about a 6-month project, she came in and she said, I'm ready to tell the rest of my story. And we sat down, and she speaks French and I speak French. And she said, I want to tell this story in French. I said, let's do it. So she tells me her story in French. I hear it in French, and I write it in my notebook in a mix of French and English as quickly as I can. And when she reads it, she reads part of it in French, and then I read it in English, and we're standing up there together, and it's just a magical experience.
And for people who are interested, it is next Tuesday, May 28th, at the Linden Building in Boise. It is free and open to the public.
Free.
Which is lovely. What is the time for it?
So it's next Tuesday, the 28th, at 6:30 p.m. at the Linden Building. And it's an intergenerational event. So we've got women from Artisans for Hope. Veronique and Wafa and Astori are the storytellers for that night. And then we've got two youth from the Youth Activist Network at the Idaho Coalition Against Sexual and Domestic Violence, Charlotte and Jennifer, and they'll be telling their stories as well.
I want to thank you for coming in.
Oh,
my
gosh,
guest today,
so
writer and Idaho Commission on the Arts teaching artist, Malia Collins. You've been listening to Idaho Matters. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you back here tomorrow.